Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Think of buoys and water markers just as you would traffic signals or other signs on the roadway.
There may be some that indicate a speed limit, some that indicate that there's not a wake allowed. A lot of the inland buoys will contain information, anything from telling you where boat traffic is restricted, information such as hazards or rocks that's a danger to boating.
That's Alfonso Campos, the Assistant Chief of Marine Enforcement for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Buoys can also help keep you steering in the right direction or on the right channel.
The main thing to remember is red, right, returning. That simply means that when you're returning, you keep the red buoy on your right, and it will bring you inland.
And just because you leave your car in the garage, you can still get a ticket for not obeying these signs on the water.
If people fail to obey the laws, then a game warden or other marine safety officer may issue citations out there. And the penalties are quite stiff. They range from $25 to $500.
Boater safety classes will introduce you to the buoy system. To learn more, log on to the Passport to Texas website. That's our show. We receive support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, reminding you that June 6th through 14th is National Fishing and Boating Week. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.